to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Teresa, can you see that if I could get to all of America, all America may not like it, but you're part of America that appreciates the fact that you don't have to overcome evil with evil. You can overcome it with good. But you know what good is. It comes to you as not being upset about things and being endlessly patient and never allow a person to upset you, and it drives them sane or it drives them insane. And you either have a husband and he drops dead, and that husband, if he drops dead because he doesn't know how to deal with you, he just gets frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. But he could have got better and appreciated your goodness. Therefore, by rejecting your goodness, he dies. And you, I'm just stretching it, just a point, make a point. And so you either you get rid of what you shouldn't have had. But however, if he suddenly realizes that my wife is more beautiful than I am and feels ashamed for himself, and men will always feel that way, he will start to appreciate you in a different way. And not in the old way, looking for love. Right. See that, you shouldn't be giving him that love. He should be giving you love by not hating me and being upset with you, no matter what you say, and standing your ground and say no. Mm-hmm. You know you can't have that car. No, you can't do this. No, it's the way he says no that makes him authority, and it's the same with you. In a spiritual, in a feminine way, it's the same thing. It's just, your husband will die slowly and or quickly, and you have lost. If you lose, you haven't lost anything. And if he's a good person and he appreciates you, you have a husband, and ever after. You see that, how simple that is?
Yes.
It will work. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's very simple. I believe it. So, yes, I agree. And
can you see if I get on the radio and talk this way, the bad guys will get a hemorrhage and they will drop dead one after the other. They will. You kill the spirit, you kill the person, because he's got the wrong spirit, and the wrong spirit hates the right one. And so either they get better or start to get sick very quickly. And would not know how to fix it, getting angry with themselves, angrier and angrier, and you're becoming stronger and stronger as a nation under God. I know
I
how to do it.
often when I'm listening to you, it makes me smile.
It does. It sounds so simple.
Makes me laugh. I'll go there's Roy again, but it's a good laugh. You know, not laughing at you. It's a
yes.
I agree.
Thank you for
calling. I have one other quick question. I think I know the answer, but it's going to be simple again.
All right.
I was sick for a while, and I'm getting better now, so I'm, you know, going back out into the community.
Yes.
And one thing that I've noticed that I forgot about is I can feel the constant pull of men when they're have the wrong thoughts towards a woman. And I don't think a lot of
it's called resentment.
That a
it's
woman
called resentment.
Can walk into a room and know immediately who's doing it, and the men think they don't know, but it's a quiet thing, but you know. And I find it very difficult to deal with. I think I used to, but now that I'm meditating, I believe that I just have to watch it and not react to it.
You just just watch it with a twinkle in your eye.
Okay.
Is it so simple?
Yes.
Keep it that way. And they will feel it. They will feel very uncomfortable. And you will drive them away. But a good person, a good man, will be drawn. It's also a bad one can be drawn. But the bad one will go for a while and being gracious to you and understanding what you're looking for. But you've got to be very careful, and you have to wait. Because they can imitate men who are not men are part women, and they're able to seduce you. And so and even though he may be handsome and strong, you've got to be careful that his mother isn't still inside there. See that?
Right.
And so there will come a time after 6 months, you know him, to say that, and everything seems so good, but he cut this person, this hostile person, hungry for lusty person, is there, and he will do something to you and make you upset a little bit.
Mm.
And see, and then start to sort of like cry and pout and make you feel guilty. Watch for that. All right. Be good.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
I'm going to take the call in just a minute. Explain a few things ever since you're joining me in the second part of the hour. And if you like what you heard, getting the last part of the hour, you might want to go to my website in case you don't have a radio station, or the radio station throws me off. Who knows what I say? I get thrown off sometimes, but then others pick me up. But you can always pick me up on my website, FHU.com. FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Okay? And it says, listen to Roy Live or Archives. So all you have to do is listen, and you can answer questions. You can ask questions just by using that website, like a radio itself. All right. Except you can listen to it over and over again until the next evening. All right. My number is 800-866-8883. So we've had a very good beginning, and especially with our sergeant, with his problem with his wife, he got it. I knew the discipline he has as a veteran. All right. We're going to take our call, and I'd like you to listen to what Christina is going to say, because in the discussion I have with everybody, there's little bits and pieces that they bring out of me that also apply to you. Watch for those little things, okay? And so it'd be good for you to give me a call and tell me where it hurts and what your problem is, because 95% of all your illnesses and suffering and wars have to do with your emotions and how people can get to you. And if you are a politician like your president, because the president may hopefully change, you know what I mean? I can't tell you who to vote for, but you've got some very sick people in this country, and demoralized in schools and in movies and music, the biggest crap. But crap looks good to a broken person, a perverse person. If he was in hell, and the roses with flowers and petals of roses, or whatever has beautiful aroma, they would cough and throw up. Something beautiful is disturbing. Something beautiful, especially in the beauty of the spirit, in its perfection, because you'll always be looking for the word. The word has to come. I'm looking for the word that is a continuum. Does the word continue? So when you are calm, it is a continuum. The more you stay calm and the more you speak up. Remember, you can speak up calm with authority over the authority of anybody. You never lose. You never lose your cool. The way you win by not playing the game. You win by not reacting or playing the game of emotion like tic-tac-toe. All right. Now we're going to go 800-866-8883. The program number is 8831, and the first hour was 8830, in case you enjoyed that. You can get a copy of it, but you can listen to it all night if you want to. It repeats itself. Now we're going to go to Christina in Sacramento. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Roy. I'd like to begin by saying I love hearing you hum along to the tunes of the patriotic songs that you sing.
I can't sing it, though.
It's okay, though. It's so beautiful to hear your jolly spirit.
Thank you.
Hum along to it. It's just, it touches me.
Thank you. I didn't know that was the case, but thank you.
Oh, yes. You just, your happiness shines through when you hear that. It is just so beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Now, what can I help you with?
You know, what you spoke about with the previous caller, I thought that applies to me. However, I think speaking with you one-on-one personally about my personal situation
makes
a big difference.
Okay.
And so approximately 2 years ago, I had what's called hyperthyroidism, problems with my thyroid, and I know that's due to the immune system.
Yes, and that's a very important part of your anatomy. You don't want to have anybody cut that out. You don't want anybody to mess with that. Otherwise, you'll be on drugs for the rest of your life. That was it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the doctors they do want to go in and they always allude to that.
Oh my God, you've got to be careful. You've got to be so careful. I beg you to consider that your emotions and your immune system has been compromised. And it is well known these days with all the contraptions about putting people put things on people's heads and they can see what's going on and how they react and how the brain works this way and that way. Immediately, you drop emotions. Immediately, you're calm. Immediately, your immune system starts to work.
Wow.
Immediately, you start to get better already.
You know, and when that occurred the first time, I was an absolute mess, and I started meditating seriously, and I ate better and exercised, and lo and behold, I went into remission, Roy. It was fabulous, and I stayed in remission for about a year. Well, I recently went in for some blood work, and the blood test came back. I'm in amazing health, perfect health,
yes.
Except for the thyroid levels are starting to drop a little bit.
Emotions, watch it.
If this is my test, I wonder if this is it now, that this is going to be my barometer for the emotions.
Yes.
It's fascinating to me. And I saw myself, when they gave me the results back, I felt this panic.
Yes, panic. There it is. Made it worse, right? Immediately made it worse.
And I watched it. I thought, I can't get into this panic again. I really can't start up with that.
No.
And
it's teaching you something. It's telling you the information they're giving you is a message. Not that they understood it. It means you're falling away.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And not to be excited or upset. Just, oh, I see. What
panic.
Am I angry? What has been upsetting me lately? Quietly
yeah.
in yourself that you never noticed. That's it. That's how you find out.
Can I share with you, Roy? I listen to your Cure Stretch device every night, and sometimes during the day, the Antidote for All and meditation. And one thing you state so much in the Cure Stress, there's so many little tidbits that I never grow tired of.
Oh no, that's also very good. But you don't.
Oh my gosh!
Some people don't need it, but some
so
people
much.
Do.
There's
yeah.
so much in there.
There
outside
is.
Of your regular talk show.
Oh yes. That's a good thing.
One that recently came up last night, I was listening to it. It's just, and I don't really know exactly how, because I was kind of mid-sleep, and there's something in there that struck me where you said, if we go back to our past and a feeling comes up about something that occurred to our past, and we attach our emotion to that
you can say goodbye.
Something that happened. Yeah. I never thought of that before. A lip like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but you see, that is a gift. In other words, you have the gift when you're ready. All the things you suppressed and didn't see begin to become apparent, and the very fact they become apparent. Oh, I see. All you need is to say, "Is this? This is the attitude." Oh, I never saw that before. That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over.
It's wonderful. You know, Roy, and I mean, I'm at this point right now where I may have to go back onto medication again, and I think I'm at peace with that, if that's what it's going to take. I don't want
well,
to stay
if,
on the
if,
medication.
If let me comment on that. Would you like?
Okay. Thank
it
you.
It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't
yeah.
hurt.
I guess
but the point
not,
is, I don't know why you would want to do that. It wouldn't hurt.
I wouldn't want to?
Yes, there's no reason why you shouldn't take medicine, but you need it sort of, slowly but surely, let it all go.
Wean off it.
Yes, wean off it.
Okay.
So, it'd be better if... Look, as long as it's not dangerous. I mean, I don't think it is dangerous. But as long as it's not dangerous in this case, why don't you just give it a chance? Give it a chance for you to recognize that, yes, you know, you're not feeling well today, or the specimen you gave a couple of weeks ago comes in a little bit negative. It only means that it will mean only one thing. Calm, more calm, more understanding of it, and epiphanies. There's epiphanies are beginning to come up in little clusters. So you'll see it, and then you begin to appreciate a flower, and a blade of grass. You have to have that mindset, and so you don't know what you may be hear a baby cry, you may see a petal fall, and you wonder why. Why did I remember that? Why did I remember the baby crying? And all, but the point is that you have an inner teacher, and he gets you to look at things and remember that you remembered them, and wonder why you're looking at it that way. But there'll be many experiences that don't seem to jive together, but they do. In some mysterious way, it all comes together and says, I've got an epiphany, there's a big one. It's the little things.
Do you know where I don't feel completely free yet? I see that I don't.
Well, okay.
I see that there's still something in me that's not being completely free.
That's right. That's
I know
right.
that.
Well, then you carry on with your medicine until you...
Yeah.
Well, what can I do?
I see.
You go use your medicine. At the same time, you start to look at the way... Watch. More carefully the things that you're irritated by.
Okay.
And then you go off again, and then you'll see you can just go off and on just as you, and less and less. It'll be all up to you, not the doctor.
My gosh, And I saw myself getting a little resentful when the doctor was telling me you this and that. You,
there you
thyroid
go.
And,
there it is. There
and,
it
and
is.
I thought, well, because I saw myself getting afraid because they're an authority. And I remembered what you had said about that. And I thought, no.
There it is right there.
No. They don't have authority over me. They don't. I have authority over me. And my God has authority over me. And I thought, no, I'm not going to be afraid of this information or this person standing
good.
Here delivering this news.
Yeah. I like that.
Because you've been helping me with that, Roy. I appreciate it.
I love doing it. It's.
I know you do. I
like, I love people, meeting
out?
People I can talk to.
I wish I could be happy and free like you. I do want that.
I don't know about happiness. I don't think I know what happiness is. But what you think of as happiness, I don't feel any happiness. I don't feel any unhappiness. I'm just simply seeing. I'm just being motivated quietly, and I know what to do when the moment comes, and I don't have to worry about anything. It's just I'm the agent of change. You're either the agent of change of being of the world and the agent of change being not of this world. Which one do you want? That's the only choice you have.
And I hear that loud and clear now. I was one of the millions, one of the minions that had you on a pedestal.
Oh,
I know
that's
I did
ruin
for
it.
Quite
that will
some
ruin
time.
It. Yeah, that
and
will,
I wanted you. I wanted so much for you, for me not to have you there. And I see now... I truly see now that you are an agent, that you are just allowing him to speak through you.
Yes.
And I see it now. I'm so grateful.
See, but what, in your in your voice, your voice calls to the voice in me. And I dish out somehow what you need. It's simplicity or complexity, which is necessary. Whichever. I know it. I'll know when you speak and when you act or react. I know exactly what to do, but I don't have to plan anything, nothing, ever. I want him to write his story through me. And that's all I want. Otherwise the dark
side
will...
Indeed he is. Indeed he is.
You might.
It's such a blessing.
It is. Yeah, I know. It is to me, and I think it is to other people too. Okay, you little wimp. You'll be all right.
Be okay.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Roy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. See, I'm not necessarily a tiger. You see, nobody in all my years on radio... I said I was going to tell some stories, and perhaps maybe I've got time here. And I, if you have a problem, it would be nice if you gave me a call. You see how these people call, and there's something in the relationship and the pitter-patter between us that enables you to see something you never would have seen just by listening. And if you call, maybe somebody else, you do yourself good, and somebody else is listening as you open up. You see, you open up. I'm not going to condemn you, you know, call you all kinds of names. It's enough that you're burdened with emotions. I don't want you to have those emotions. I have to deal with your emotions without emotion. That is the cure. It's the cure of your children. If your children cry and cry and cry and you get upset and then you end up giving in or getting angry with them and then hitting them. That's not the way. You they cry and yell and scream and just don't get their own way. Now, Johnny, it's enough. Okay? And then it comes back with all kinds of things. So it's all right. And just wait. My daughter, Diane, when Luke was very small, and he would want, he's very willful, And she didn't know how to deal with that, yelling and screaming and getting what he wants. I said, sit in a chair and be quiet. And it may take 3 or 4 hours. Who knows? Let him wear himself out while you're getting better. Because you get better if you deal with people better. If you see how I phrase the point of view. In other words, every time my wife gets angry and irritable, and then she's going through those stages, and instead of getting better, she's getting bitter. I'm getting better. I'm not getting bitter. Yeah. And then you get to the fulcrum of it all. And then she loses her memory, but then she's getting it back again. I'm going to be with her, and I'm going to be with you, my dear friends. As long as I live, I will be on the radio program as long as you support me. Because it costs money to feed the engine of the internet and radio and paying, you know, people for their work. It's not cheap to stay on the air. And so, if you are getting better and getting less bitter, that's a good sign. And you'll be surprised how many different levels of sufferings. There's thousands of kinds of sufferings. You see them fall away. You stop drinking. You slowly stop smoking. You stop. Especially more important is your imaginations with the ladies. You see. And looking for love in all the wrong places. If you see what I mean. You start to begin to see these things. And as you start to see them and say, why am I doing this? See? Why am I picking up this bottle of wine? Why? Immediately sex will come to you. Perhaps that will come to your mind right away. It did it to me once. See, basically, I saw it. What was that? I don't drink. See, I don't smoke. Enjoy my life. But you know what? What is it? Strangely, more glorious, is when you're about to die, and you're suffering, but there's no fear or anger towards anybody or anything, and somehow you get. He understands. And you begin, you survive death by the skin of your teeth, so to speak. That is what will happen where others would die. And then you would be regenerate. You start to regenerate. You grow new arteries. Yes, I grew them. But I didn't know I couldn't figure out how to cause that to happen. And when the doctor says, you have good news and bad news with my heart. Now that's a story in itself, so it's nothing to do with my brain or anything like that. I don't have to just justify this for the moment, if you don't mind. But suppose I had a parasite in me swimming in the ocean. And it was 4 years before I figured it out, and they couldn't. I gave him told them the medicine to give me, and it was over. But then things were broken. They had to be fixed. Anyway, they're fixed. And here we go. A nice piece of music. I love it. Thank you. Common sense should tell you that life of meaning and happiness is dependent on making right choices. But being able to make right choices requires that we find an objective attitude or altitude. You know, when you have an army, you want a person to put them as high on an object you can see, so you can see the enemy. Otherwise, he bursts through the gate. If you don't have some place where you can see far ahead. And this objective attitude is a conscious awareness that is perched above the confusing whirlpool of thought and feeling within us. This attitude amounts to truly a positive attitude because it enables us to separate from something powerful and destructive, but poorly understood by most, namely resentment. Okay. All I'm asking you to do is to watch your resentment. It's a judgment, yes, but resentment is sort of the root, or closer to the root. I'll go with it later on. And you may not get it this evening or another evening, but as long as I live, as long as I love my country, America, I want to help you win this war. You have evil on the right side. You have mental illness. The media are all mentally ill, and they don't know it. They're born into America, but they have Marxist ideas, which they think is American. You can't help that. They're mentally ill. They don't have any. They've got the programming of Marxism, and they think that's American. And so when a person speaks the truth, it disturbs them. And it disturbs them so much they want to put you down. They've tried that for 50 years, 55 years. Yes, and it wrought a lot of pain. I mean, people would look at me as a cult leader, and the media continues to lie and lie and lie, and reduce me to just a few people at some point. But the result is that I'm a better person for it. And as I become a better person, I start to glow again. And more so than ever, I have a greater understanding. I'm sitting here with hundreds of stations, and Facebook is going to up to 7 million people. I have to pay a little bit for that. So would you, if I can get to 20 million people and talk to 20 million people, there'll be enough degenerates there whose spirit I can kill. Yes, the spirit, I'll kill it. Just like you, sir, who's hateful towards me, you would have me, my spirit, killed, wouldn't you? You'd rather see me dead than see your own wrong. Okay, be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, on this program you hear good music, especially the kind of music we need. Yeah. There's good music and bad music. There's good art and bad art. And how do you know which is good art? See, how do you know? Listen, there was a time not long ago where the media was so crazy. They would do things like to demoralize you, to make you think evil and stink is good. So they put a cross upside down in a jar of urine and put it up as if it was a work of art, and people came to see it. They did the same to Mary, see, and with blood and everything, all up, look, making it look like a vampire. And people came to see it because of the nerve. The insult is so extraordinary that they are influenced by extraordinary things from their ordinary way of seeing things. And it that goes on in so many different ways, I can't count them. But if you can sit quietly and listen to my meditation, it will free you so that you can look at that and not so much as chuckle, but because it isn't funny. But yes, it is funny in a certain way, but devastating. So I don't know whether to laugh or cry. But this is when you talk of homosexuality, if you don't mind, do you really think in your heart of hearts that's natural? But if you can be, if you understand to the depth to which you can sing, there it is right there. And yet you can glorify it because you have a right to do that. Of course you have a right to be wrong. As long as you screw each other, that's all right. But we do have laws. We don't want to make that look like, you know, that is something glorious. That is the sort of height of pleasure. Now, our people are very suggestible. And before you know it, they become homosexuals. And before you know it, because everybody else is doing it and makes you feel stupid, and everybody's laughing at you because they've lost their moorings. And therefore, after a while, you hold your ground, but everybody's laughing at you, and because you have virtue. You're still innocent, so relatively innocent, because if you were innocent, you couldn't be touched. But still, you had a figment of it. And pretty soon you fall, and therefore the others keep following until we have a nation of degenerates. And degenerates are winning right now. They're winning in a sense, but is there some of you, or many of you, can you see not to belong to any one of those? You cannot belong to God and to your political party. Cannot. You cannot belong to the church and belong to God at the same time. You've got to be very careful of what belonging means. You go to church and you listen to what the preacher says, and if it makes sense, you say, oh, I never saw that before. Like you right now, you're listening to my program, and if I make sense, but you don't see me shoving it down your throat. You don't see me give you all kinds of lessons so you can learn the scriptures, and you know what to say and you know what to think, because that's mechanical. That's the knowledge of good, which is just the same as evil. Knowledge of good is mindless. But still, knowledge is valuable as long as you can understand it. Oh, it triggers something. So what I'm saying to you in this program is saying to you what you've always known, but you kind of lost it somehow in the rubble of emotions. And if I can get you to see the emotions as not natural for humans, flight and fight, nothing. I can run and fight. See? That's it. I don't have to run because I'm angry. I don't have to get angry to get energy to stand up for myself. I'll tell you a little story. I started off by wanting to tell you a story. And the way that things go, and how powerful it is to understand and to be gifted, which it is a gift, to only acknowledge what you intuitively see, and to hell with your your certificate at school. To hell with it. You go to school. I would tell my daughter, I remember, it's better to fail in school than fail in life. Listen, I give you an example. So they had a contest in her school about giving speeches, and they teaching them how to do this or that, and then they wonder, they have a competition who is the best speech. But you cannot have, let me see, but you must learn it, and you have to write it up, and that. And I said to my daughter, well, I'm just reminiscing a little bit, so I'm changing my thoughts as I realize I'm just making a mistake. But she participated in that situation, and she had the best. Everybody, she brought down the house. The trouble was, is the teachers said that she needs to write a speech, and therefore they disqualified her. She brought the house down. She still does. It's better to fail in school and succeed in life than succeed in school and fail in life. Because teachers, not all of course, teachers and professors in universities, you very rarely find one that has understanding. He sees and perceives. He sees and he perceives that it's right, or he perceives that what is right to everybody else is not, and it's really clear that it is not. And this person with the same attitude, with the same rectitude, would see the same thing. You cannot be a human being by education. You can be less than a human being through education. As you can see in America, it is the Russians, it is the I've lost the word, I'm sorry to say that every now and then I lose a word, but Marxism is a very clever way of infiltrating universities, and then schools, then music, and so on and so forth. And you don't realize, but slowly but surely, they're demoralizing you, so you can't think for yourself. And you look for love in all the wrong places. You don't know what's going wrong. You don't know how you're going wrong. You don't know why you have anxieties and fears, and you go down in the mouth, and you're losing your common sense, and feeling down in the mouth, and doubting yourself, and not knowing, and making yourself feel unworthy, etc., etc. And so all of this is education. We have education means educare. The word education in another language, I think it's Latin or Greek, I don't know, but all I know, it means to bring forth from within. And Jesus said that. You see, but you don't perceive. That's important. So you can actually catch it, nip it in the bud, and not fall for it. But if you don't nip it in the bud, it will nip you in the butt, so to speak, if you don't mind the way I expressed it. And so education is good, but you need to agree with what is shown to you. So if whatever you choose, especially in these days, you can teach yourself everything. And so was my story. I learned to overcome sickness and disease. I know how to stop a war. I know how to overcome the overcomer. And this is what I want to do for you. I want to have 20 million people And that 20 million people can arrive. I'm almost at 7 million. I've passed the 6 million mark. And three quarters of the way into the 7 million, if my memory serves me correctly. But I want to have 20 million people because I know how to listen carefully. I know how to kill the wicked spirit in all of you. Yes. What do you say to that? Now let me show you. Let me show you a little story. So many stories. I want something just to make a simple point. I live in Ventura, California. And next to my house is an empty lot. And then comes a house that was vacant for a while, and a gang rented it and drove up and down the street, which had a dead end, making all kinds of noise. The police couldn't catch them. The people in the people there couldn't stand it. And the cars would go up and down. You know, they have the thing that bounces. And to intimidate everybody. So one day, without knowing what I was just about to do, I stood in the middle of the road. And the cars came roaring down. I wouldn't move. I just didn't want to move. I wasn't afraid, just didn't want to move. Why am I standing there? Okay, I don't ask the question that I'm saying that looking back on it. And the car has to stop just right, almost touching my leg. And they got out and got angry. And they multiplied their teasing. And my family is standing there. And then they begin to form a group again. So I called out to the gang leader. I said, "Who's your gang leader? Who is he? Come on over here." It was like high noon. And a person came over, who's a big guy. And I'm only 5 foot, and 5 foot eight, 150 pounds, that's about it. And he stood there. I said, "You know what? I'm going to play with your brain." He said, "What the hell are you talking about?" I said, "You don't have much of a brain, so it's easy to fix." He said, "What's your matter?" I said, "You just because you're an angry fool, and you think I'm expert in hypnosis. I'm an expert in judo. I was. See, and that's unusual, you know, in those days. It's more usual these days. It's a long time ago." And so he stood there. I said, "I can make you do anything I want." He said, "What?" I said, "You're angry, aren't you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Angry isn't normal." He said, "Yes, it is." I said, "No, it isn't. You're stupid if you think that's the case." The whole idea was to upset him. That is what I know to do. I do that appropriately. People listening to me right now are getting angry. When they get angry, two things can happen. I get inside, whatever's in me gets inside you. You'll see. You get inside you. And two things happen. You get better or worse. I don't care. It works for me, but let me go back. I'll tell you a little bit when the break is finished here. I'll finish what really happened. Hold it. Hold that picture, standing in the middle of the street, and I'm saying to him, I can do whatever I want with you. I make you do whatever I want. You'll see. Watch it. So this is not just a commercial, right? Okay, I get it. So now I finish my story. So this big gangster, or gangster, yes, because he was a gang leader, stood in the middle of the street, and my wife was saying, "Roy, Roy." I said, "Shut up, leave me alone." And so I said, "I can make you do anything I wanted to do." And he got so angry. I could see ahead of time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And they may come down and hunt me, and they'll have a surprise. But the point is, the surprise is the magic of what I know how to do. I can kill the spirit of wickedness in a person. Not everybody. But the value is, I'm on radio. So you have to go a long way to come and get me. And it will happen one day, I'm sure of that. I'm not afraid of that. This is a free country so far, until the end of Obama. Then we will see what happens after that, because I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen after that. I hope it doesn't happen after that, because you won't have a country and you become part of the world, and the world will go. I don't want to talk about that. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm talking about. But I am relaying here. Anyway, so I can see what he's going to do, and he did it. And he raised his hand to hit me. I said, "That's what I want you to do," because I saw it ahead of time. And he got conflict, because I said I was going to make him do what I wanted to do, and I said, "That is it." And therefore he went into conflict, and he couldn't put his hand down, and he ran away. And then the time he got to his motorcycle, he was able to grab hold of the steering and fly right past me. And I said, I'll get a ticket for that if you're not careful. I said, "Who's next?" Next day they were all gone. Those are the kind of things that have happened to me in my life. Lots of them. And because cruelty is hypnotic. And if you ask a person in a gang, and you ask him, "Why are you in a gang?" He says, "Well, I'd rather be the bully than the victim, because that's all there is. So that's why I like to being in the gang. There are a lot of good people in the gangs. But since they see clearly, there's only two choices: you're a victim and you're a bully. So in a gang, you can be a bully, and you don't have to suffer. You get rewarded for killing somebody." See, something like that. But they see it. The gangs see it. And they're more intelligent than most of you who try to don't understand what they do. Now I'm going to tell you another story. It's only got a few minutes now. So I'm in the Institute of Hypnosis. And this is, let me see how many years ago. I'm 55 years on the radio since 1960, and then go 3.5 years back. So, you figure it out. But I was 3 years in the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, Texas, Montrose Boulevard. Nice place. And then I had my office in an insurance company. Linus Harden, I remember his name. Can you believe that? I can't remember anybody's name, but there it is. And he liked me, and I was able to talk to his his employees about the way to deal with situations. And he took a kindness towards me, but he had an arrogant son. And so there's a little coffee shop in the building, and we met. And he says, "You're just a fake." I said, "Really? So how do you know I'm a fake?" He says, "Well, I do. I don't believe in your hypnosis." I said, "Well, I don't agree with hypnosis either, but I can hypnotize you." He says, "You can't hypnotize me." I said, "I can." I said, "Let me show you. Would you like me to show you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Okay." Because he doesn't know what he's dealing with, it, you see. I'm trying to give you these stories so you understand, not because of how clever I was. See? I said, "Okay, what's the most important thing in your life in the next few weeks or months?" He says, "Well, on Monday, I'm going to take my exam for my, get a certificate. I forget the name of the business it was. I just can't remember it. Doesn't matter." I said, "Okay. Are you angry at me?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, that works for me. You won't be able to pass your certificate on Monday. You won't be able to pass it. Ever." He says, Are you crazy? I know what I'm doing. It's really neat. I says, "No. Do you understand that when it through your anger, if I can make him more angry, I get to him, and his mind will do what I say, not what he says." Fast forward. There's a knock on the door 6 months later. The big guy had shrunk, lost a lot of it, fat. And the first thing he says to me, "Take this thing off of me." I said, "You put it on yourself. Remember I told you? You didn't get your degree, did you?" "No." "Now do you believe it?" "See?" And I slammed the door. Simple. Now, I'm looking at my screen. I've been talking for 2 hours, and several people, intelligent people, were able to get benefit from me teaching them not to be angry. And now I want, since the end of the program is, do you believe that emotion is poison? Tomorrow I'll be back. And you call me about that. Consider what I said today for your own sake and for your country's sake. God bless you. This is Roy Masters. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please support my work. Look, I speak this way to show you that I can win a war. I just need to help you understand that your emotions are your weakest points. Don't believe, in other words, because you're emotional and you've always had emotion, you think it's normal. Everybody has emotions, they do. They're dying from that. I'm Roy Masters.